In this bulletin, thousands face evacuation orders in the New South Wales flooding. The Reserve Bank raises the cash rate to 1.35%, and Western Australia makes a pitch for more skilled migrants. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The flood crisis in New South Wales is worsening as the severe weather heads toward the Hunter region and the mid-north coast. Thousands are operating under evacuation orders, and the Weather Bureau expects rivers on the mid-north coast to be affected by more rainfall today and tomorrow. And around 100 Australian Defence Force members should also arrive tomorrow to respond in the Hunter. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet is warning the flood emergency is not yet over.
We expect more heavy rainfall to continue over the course of the week. We will see more rain moving north in the Hunter today, and then that into tonight will move to the mid-north coast. This event is far from over. Please don't be complacent wherever you are. Please be careful.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has returned from overseas, saying his visit to Ukraine was an important moment to demonstrate solidarity in response to Russia's invasion. Mr. Albanese plans to visit flood-affected communities in New South Wales tomorrow, and he's defended his international meetings.
It was important that we deal with the relationship with France and Europe, and I believe that my visit to Ukraine was important to show solidarity with the people of Ukraine. We can't separate international events from the impact on Australia and Australians. And for those people might like to say which of the events that I've attended on behalf of Australia that I shouldn't have attended.
The Reserve Bank has lifted the cash rate to 1.35%. up from 0.85%. It's the third consecutive rise of the cash rate. Some state and territory leaders are deciding whether to reintroduce mask rules as coronavirus case numbers soar. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is in government talks over whether masks will be required in certain settings. Meantime, the ACT Health Minister, Rachel Stephen-Smith, is not ruling out a mask mandate and says other ideas are being considered. And Victoria is extending its pandemic declaration this month so the winter period can be covered through until October 12. Premier Daniel Andrews says the health system is under pressure with staff off work, reducing capacity to treat patients.
On any given day, there's 200 plus AMBOs who can't report for work. All of this adds to the already significant pressure that we're seeing, because as I said, there's never been an easy winter in the health system, and there never ever will be. That's the nature of our climate. That's the nature of the challenge that we face.
South Australia is sending 70 defibrillators to Ukraine in an effort to support the country in its conflict with Russia. The Australian Defence Force will deliver the machines over the next few weeks, and they'll be sent to several field hospitals. The state government says it stands firmly with Ukraine and its people. The state will also provide 5 pallets of medical supplies for Ukraine to support wounded civilians. Western Australia is growing its campaign to attract skilled migrant workers from Ireland and the United Kingdom to expand the local construction, manufacturing and health industries. Last year, the state launched the International Worker Campaign, and it's now promoting the state as one with the highest annual salary and the lowest average mortgage. Premier Mark McGowan says the state's infrastructure projects will provide high-quality business and job opportunities into the future. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's SBS News.